For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Did you know that in 11 states, the police have the right to drug test motorists if they've been involved in an accident? This is a good thing. We don't want people driving under the influence of mind-altering narcotics and crashing into school buses, do we? Of course we don't. The problem with drug testing motorists is that you have to collect blood and urine samples, and unlike the breathalyzer, test results are not immediate, but a solution has presented itself. A drug test industry has developed a new saliva test kit, which would work by swabbing the motorist's mouth for saliva and instantly analyzing it for drugs. Dr. Michael Walsh, president of the Walsh Group, which conducts research in substance abuse policy and technology development, and a former associate director to the Drug Czar, is pressuring Congress to pass legislation that would rid the streets of drug drivers by extending workplace drug regulations to all U.S. licensed drivers. The combination of this legislation and the saliva test kits will give law enforcement an essential tool to fight the war on drugs and will be a devastating blow to the underground drug society. Where will you go when you have no place to hide? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's pink poppies yield snow-white mountains of pitch-black market heroin. Since the fall of the Taliban in 2001, Afghan opium production has increased from 185 to nearly 5,000 tons. Opium production is the financial engine of American occupation, providing Afghanistan with two-thirds of its economy. U.S.-sponsored Afghan government officials are inextricably linked with the illegal trade, responsible for nearly 90% of world heroin supply. This week, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that regionally, heroin-related fatal overdoses among young people have tripled during the Bush presidency. In Scotland, the government has felt compelled to issue a series of TV ads warning young people about the dangers of chasing the dragon or smoking heroin in response to unprecedented purity and availability. Afghan drug czar Habibullah Kadari has announced that this year's opium harvest is once again set to increase. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Please be sure to join us on both our half-hour programs this week, Century of Lies and Cultural Baggage, when we'll feature interviews from Washington, D.C. politicians, protesters, and speakers. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.